Back at it with Cultural Continuum, and I'm joined this morning by Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Hey there, Joanne.
Hey there, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We get underway in North Sioux City. The North Sioux City Community Library is hosting a book signing for a local children's book author. Her name is Dee Ashley, and that book signing, she will be there from 2 to 5 o'clock. Her book is entitled The True Story of Eddie the Duck. Ashley is a retired first grade teacher from Woodbury Central, where she taught for over 20 years.
The Benson Building Artists will be hosting the last Benson Burner Art Show. That's going to be today from 4 to 9, and then tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This art show features 16 artists through 11 studio spaces. They got jewelry, they got painting, they got collage, they got sculpture. It's an event that's free and open to the public, and yes, it is their last celebration there because the Benson Building has been sold.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea.
You heard it here first.
That's one of two art shows and sales taking place over the weekend. The Nobles County Art Center is hosting their annual holiday show, one of three, actually. This is a different one. Show and holiday sale reception tonight from 5 to 7 o'clock. Some of the featured artists include Tom Lang, Chad Belster, and Hank Hall. The show will run through December 27th.
Also tonight, Wayne State College presents a faculty clarinet recital by Dr. Carl Kolbeck. That's at 7:30 p.m. in the Lay Theater on the Wayne State campus. This performance illustrates the skill for interaction of the clarinet with the piano played by staff accompanist Shelley Armstrong. It's another thing that's free and open to the public.
Vanguard Arts is hosting a performance by Watermelon Slim and the Workers tonight. That'll start at 8 o'clock. Slim's been playing music as a professional for over 40 years. He plays harmonica, guitar, and he sings, and he has shared the stage with John Lee Hooker, Robert Cray, Bonnie Raitt, and many, many others. If you'd like more information, you can go to vanguardarts.com. Also, we'll be playing Slim out this morning on Cultural Continuum.
Outstanding. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center has now announced shortened hours, which will start on Saturday. The hours will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Probably a good idea to go to woodburyparks.org. Lot for more information on that.
And our third artist showcase, Siouxland Artists, will be having their annual holiday show tomorrow. It starts at 10 in the morning, goes till 3 o'clock, and that'll be at the Ho-Chunk Center Atrium. Local artists will be displaying and selling original paintings, jewelry, pottery, and sculpture with live music. Glenda Drennan will be playing with her woodwind quartet, and Michael Gibbs will be playing piano and singing. There's free parking, and it's easily accessible by the Skywalk. Go to SiouxlandArtists.com. For more information.
And in addition to the artists, there's another event in downtown Sioux City. The Keturah Coffee Roasting Company is going to present the Siouxland Coffee Festival on Saturday. Starts at 11 a.m., runs to 4 p.m. It is at the Sioux City Convention Center, and it is Siouxland's biggest coffee event, celebrating the region's coffee culture with all things coffee. So we got your cafes, we got your coffee sampling, we got your tastings, we got the latte art, live entertainment, so much more, and all for a great cause. Tickets at SiouxlandCoffee.com.
And you can also find out more by going to our website on Food for Thought. Adrian Colbo somebody from the coffee event.
Yes.
Tomorrow. University of South Dakota is hosting the 21st annual VLP Short Story Contest. That'll be tomorrow from 12 to 3 o'clock at the McCusick Technology Center on the USD campus. The contest is open to the public.
Morningside College is hosting the performance of duo pianists Alan and Alvin Chow. That's going to be on Saturday. It's at 7:30 p.m. It's in Epley Auditorium on the Morningside campus. Their duo recitals have taken them to major venues across the country, including Steinway Hall in New York City, Orchestra Hall in Chicago. They've played in Vienna, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taiwan. This is another performance free and open to the public on Saturday.
I've been doing a lot of those Morningside College piano recitals.
Bring in some top quality folk. I mean, it's a treat to have people like this come to Siouxland.
Mm-hmm. And the recital series seems to have expanded a lot this year. The Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting the presentation of The Deciding Difference, Pershing Brings Victory, November 1918. with scholar and author Dr. Rudy Daniels. That'll be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. It's free admission. There will be a reception afterwards.
Here's an event on Sunday. The Sioux City Chamber Music continues its 43rd season with a performance by the Handscum Park Trio. Again, that's on Sunday at 3 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. That's in downtown Sioux City. Members of the trio include Maria Harding on flute, Sarah Curley on viola, and Katie Wichlulas on harp. And students are admitted free to that. Tickets are available at the door.
USD Jazz Ensemble will present their fall concert Monday evening at 7:30 at the Colton Recital Hall in the Warren Emily Center for the Fine Arts. That's a free concert and open to the public.
Northwest Iowa STEM Region is going to be hosting the Sioux City Makerspace STEM Festival. That's going to be on Thursday, November 8th. It goes from 3 to 7 p.m. It's at the Makerspace in Sioux City. Attendees may experiment with paper circuits, program robots, 3D pens, oh, so much more. The first 300 guests will receive a free dinner ticket to be redeemed at one of the three food trucks that will be available at the festival. So the event is free and open to the public. Don't forget, if you get there right at 3, the first 300 guests get the free dinner ticket. Lots more, iowalakes.edu.
Briar Cliff University is hosting a reading of Small Wonders, Ghost of the Plains. You may have heard us talking about this book on our recent fall membership campaign. It's published by us here at Siouxland Public Media. It will be read by Jim Scop, who, of course, is the author, and that will be coming up Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. The book extends the mission of Siouxland Public Media to foster the human spirit through music, journalism, and documentary to print. And if you'd like more information, feel free to go to our website, kwyt.org. Jim Scop reading live books from his recently published by us book of Small Wonders.
And it is really cool, listeners. I saw it while I was doing helping out here at the Fun Drive, and truly, it is just delightful. So that's a great thing that he's doing that live reading. Here's another opportunity at Morningside College. Their Department of Performing Arts is going to present the adult dark comedy, Octopus. Now that kicks off Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m., runs through Sunday, November 11th. It's at Klingerneal Theater, and this play moves from domestic comedy into a darkly surreal fable that examines the depth of commitment in relationships. Oh, yes, listeners, the production is intended for a mature audience. Morningside.edu has lots more.
And that's about all we have for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Remember, if you have an event that you would like publicized, you can send that to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, leaving you with music from Watermelon Slim and The Workers.
was one thing I carried from the under.